What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Living Transparent. My name is Ashley, and I'm so excited to be recording. I think today is going to be a great episode. It might be a little short. It might be long. I don't know, but I definitely know that it is going to be a good one, especially because I just got so, convicted, and just God spoke so clearly through me as I was reading His Word. And I want to give a little intro once again. So this is a Christian-based podcast, and basically it's just meant to speak about testimony, share the Word of God, and just dive in deeper and just fall in love with God even more. And my prayer is that every person that watches or hear this is truly blessed by the Lord, and we can just have more personal and intimate encounters with God. All right, let's get to it now. So I've been meditating in God's Word. You know, I recently started reading the Old Testament. Obviously, I had read some books of the Old Testament, you know, but I had never really, fully in-depth, gone into it or study it. And recently, I just finished reading the book of Joshua, and let me tell you, it was so good. I really loved it, especially chapter 1. Oh my gosh, chapter 1 of Joshua probably has to be one of my favorites, because God is just constantly reassuring Joshua, and He's like, the same way that I was with Moses, I'm gonna be with you. And recently, right now, I am reading the book of Judges. I started reading the Old Testament because I was reading this book, and they just started talking about the story of Joshua, and I was like, I wanna analyze this more, and I wanna get more into depth in it. So I was like, let me read it, let me see for myself, you know. And it is amazing. God has truly just revealed so much to me through the book of Joshua. And so I am going to be talking a bit about the book of Joshua and Judges, something that just really stood out to me. So let's head straight to scripture. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 24, which is the last chapter of Joshua. And I'm mainly going to focus on the verses 20 through 22. But before I read, I want to give a little bit of backstory. So this was basically one of the last times that Joshua was speaking to the Israelites. You know, he was basically just giving them a speech, and he was telling them, okay, guys, this is what you have to do. And he was basically saying, you guys have to keep the commandments, don't worship other gods, and be obedient. You know, Joshua kind of laid it out pretty, you could say, in simple terms. You know, he was like, this is it, guys. And Joshua was just looking out for the Israelites. He was like, okay, guys, we have seen that God has truly blessed us when we walk in obedience, when we fully just surrender to God, and when we allow ourselves to be guided by God, we see that God's hand is with us. And He is just reassuring the people. So now I want to read verse 20. And this is Joshua speaking. He says, if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, He will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after He has been good to you. Here, Joshua's warning. You know, he's like, if you guys don't keep the commandments, if you guys worship other gods, and if you are just disobedient, there are going to be consequences. Because like I said last episode, God does not bless disobedience, because we do serve a God of justice. And when I read this last part that says, after He has been good to you, I kind of perceived it in a tone as why would you guys do that? Why would you guys want to go back into slavery? Why would you guys want to go back into sin after the goodness that God has showed you? He literally got him out of Egypt. Why would they want to do things of their past? And I kind of perceive that in a tone as if Josh is come on, guys, we cannot go to our past selves, but we gotta get it together, and we just gotta obey God. And verse 21 says, but the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. They were persistent. They were like, no, we're gonna be faithful. We're not gonna do any of that. We're not gonna worship other gods, but we're gonna be faithful to our Lord and Savior. And then verse 22, then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord. That word chosen really stood out to me, because in that precise moment, the Israelites were choosing to serve God. They were choosing to love God. And in a way, here it seems like, wow, the Israelites, man, they ended on a good note. You know, this chapter ends with the death of Joshua because of old age. But then there's always a but then, you know. But then Judges happens. And we head over to Judges chapter 2. And oh my gosh, as I was reading this, specifically this verse, I was like, that is, it honestly broke my heart. Because it is so sad that it's like we go from one extreme to another extreme. And here, verse 10, chapter 2, it says, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. A generation that doesn't know God is a dangerous generation. That is dangerous. A generation that doesn't know about the promises or about the covenant or about the commandment of God is a dangerous generation, because you don't want to ever forget about the promises of God. And here, they forgot. They abandoned their fundamental faith. They abandoned their fundamental truth, and they forgot everything about the Lord. And I had just previously read, you know, no, we will choose the Lord. We will like keep the commandments. We will be obedient. And then boom, this happens. A generation that doesn't know about God. And then verse 19, towards the end, it says, they refuse to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. The Israelites were quick to disobey. They were quick to just rebel and turn away from God after everything, after, like Joshua said, after the everything God had done for them, after all the good things God had done for them, they were quick to disobey. They were quick to forget God, and they refused to be obedient. That word refuse really stood out to me too, because they hear the Israelites, they let go of the promise of God and they went back to the old sin and to the old bondages that had already been broken. But they went back to that, and they were no longer choosing God, but they turned away. They went from choosing God to refusing to obey God. And that is so dangerous. That is so heartbreaking too. And like I said right now, the two words that stood out to me is the word chosen and the word refused. So I was like, okay, let me look at a proper definition for the word chosen. And according to our great friend Google, chosen means that you decide on a course of action. Chosen, another word for chosen is also desire. So desiring a course of action. And then the word refuse, the definition for that is not willing to do something, obey, you know. Or another word for refuse is also decline. So declining to obey, declining to be obedient. The overall summary that I read from these verses and passages is that the people of Israel were profoundly refusing. They were being stubborn. They were being hard-headed. And they were constantly being enslaved because of their disobedience to God. And as I'm reading Judges, I'm like, man, it seems like if the Israelites almost seem to like being enslaved. Because as I'm reading, I kid you not, like three of the chapters they start off with, and again, the Israelites sinned. And again, the Israelites failed. And again, they worshipped other idols. Again and again, the Israelites were knowingly sinning and worshiping other idols. They refused to change the posture of their hearts. So as I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, like that is wild how we can go from one extreme to the other extreme, where we choose to follow God and then all of a sudden we refuse to obey God. And I've been like guilty of this, you know, like it's. And then I kind of started thinking, like, sometimes it seems like when you first, like, you know, give your life to Christ and you get baptized, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. Like, you're so pumped up, and then something happens and then you kind of refuse to serve. You know, maybe you don't refuse to like fully like the Israelites, like I'm going to worship other idols. Well, in a way you can, you know, other idols can be anything from, you know, anything that takes your attention from God. Could be social media, could be relationships that you shouldn't have. And I just started thinking, like, sometimes that happens in Christian life. You'll be so excited in the first stage, and then all of a sudden you refuse to serve. And I was like, that is so dangerous. You know, it is so, it also hurts the body of Christ, and it hurts just your spiritual self. And as I started thinking, obviously we all know we have free will. You know, we have the free will to do basically anything we want to do. But the thing that I was like really meditating on was, what are you going to decide? And I know that is so broad. Like, what are you going to decide? What does that mean? You know, but it basically means like, what decisions are you going to take? And I like meditate even more, you know, and I was like just thinking even more, and we have control of our decisions. That's certain, you know, because you get to decide like, oh, are you going to go to church? Like, are you going to read your Bible? Are you going to pray? You get to decide if you're going to do that. And at the end of the day, you decide who you're going to follow, and you decide what you're going to do. You also have control to hold on to God's thoughts and not the enemy's thoughts by holding on to the truth of God. But at the same time, you have control to refuse. And my encouragement truly is, do not refuse to follow God, and do not refuse to obey God. Because the more you refuse, the more you end up hurting yourself. The more you refuse to fully surrender, the more your spiritual self and the more your soul hurts. Because to follow the ways of the world can seem easy, you know, they can seem appealing, but it doesn't fill your spirit. And sin keeps you in slavery. It keeps you in bondages. That's exactly what was going on with the Israelites here. Every time they were enslaved, that's exactly what happened to the Israelites here. They were enslaved. And in the book of Judges, it's like they were enslaved for 40 years. And until God appointed a specific person to do something and they obeyed, that's when the Israelites then were able to have peace. Until that person died, then again, they would be enslaved, because then again, they would worship other idols. And they were just so attached to bondage. And like I mentioned right now, their posture wasn't changing. Their posture of disobedience wasn't changing to a posture of worship. It wasn't changing to a posture of honoring God. And the thing is that you need to desire Jesus more than anything else. That is it. If there's anything that you take away from this episode, I hope it's this, that you need to desire Jesus more than anything. Like, that's it. Because when you get an understanding of who God is, you can't help but seek him. You can't help but follow him. And I was debating, I was like, oh my gosh, should I say this? Should I not say it? But I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. If you're attached and you go back constantly knowingly sinning, then you're missing that personal and intimate connection with God. You're missing that experience. You're missing that personal and genuine experience with God. Because when you know God, because when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, because when you know what God has done through you, there's no reason, and you know that you cannot go back, because you know the God that holds you, because you know that God is by your side, and you can't help but stay there in the presence of God. You can't help but just be devoted to God. And something that, as I was reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, like, it was just tying, like, everything was just tying. Joshua 22:18, and it says, are you now turning away from God? Basically, like, oh my gosh, like, you are so far in your walk with Christ to go back. Like, you are so far to refuse. Like, you are so far ahead. You have gone through so much to refuse the truth of God. Like, you have been through so much to start refusing now. Like, do not let go of God's promises because something happened. Like, you are so far. You are so, like, close to just continue to attaining the promises of God. Like, do not refuse. And this was like speaking so clearly to me, because we have to be in this like mindset where all we think about is doing the will of God, where all we think about is just following God and choosing to obey God and choosing to just fully surrender each and every day. And something I wrote, and it's a question too, that you can examine yourself with is, you have been invited to the table of God, but did you refuse the invitation from God, or did you choose to sit down and take your place? Because we haven't been invited to attend the feast with God, to attend and just get of the blessings that God has for us, and to hold on to the identity that God has for us. But we have to take the opportunity to be in the presence of God, and we have to choose to be in the presence of God, and we have to choose who we're going to obey and who we're going to worship. And you have to choose your time wisely too. Something that I heard in a podcast last time was like, you can tell a lot by the way a person spends their quiet time. If you don't spend quiet time with God, you have to choose to make time for that. Because if you don't have that reserved time where it's only you and God, then you're missing that huge source. You're missing that huge piece of where you're choosing to just fully allow yourself to be in an intimate connection with God. And you have to take the opportunity of being able to just have this full access to God, because we have a full access to God. And I was actually meditating on that this morning as I was reading my Bible. I was like, God, thank you that I literally get to access your presence anywhere. Like, whether I'm here in my house, whether I'm in a car, whether I'm at school, whether I'm at the gym, I can access your presence anywhere I'm at. And we just have to take the time and the opportunity to choose to follow God, because you still have time today. Like, if you're alive, if you're breathing, you have time to obey God today. You have time to spend just some quiet time with God. And I was like, I don't know if I should share this either. So last week I was like, okay, you know what, I have fitness goals, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this low carb diet because of some certain goals that I'm trying to achieve in my health. And I was like, okay, you know what, I'm going to restrict myself from eating any carbs, which is basically like bread, pasta, and basically all the good stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna just, like, you know, restrict myself from that, because I was choosing to do that. You know, like, no one was telling me like, okay, Ashley, like, don't eat that. Like, no, it was me myself that I was choosing to do that, because like I said, we have free will. And I could have easily gone up to my kitchen and just like get a bagel, you know, or like get a donut. But instead of eating that donut, I chose to eat that apple because I have, you know, I wanted to achieve this goal. And in that same way, I have to choose to get into the presence of God, to be into the presence of God, than to choose to do other worldly things. Because at the end, my goal is to be in the presence of God and to be in eternity with Christ. And the question that I was asking myself was like, Ashley, do you want earthly treasures or heavenly treasures? And I was like, bro, I want heavenly treasures, because earthly treasures, they are perishable and they're only tangible here in this earth. But heavenly treasures, they are permanent and they are eternal and they are just so much better than anything that I could imagine. And I was like, okay, this is me talking, like, you know, this is me like thinking to myself and like me just meditating and like, okay, Ashley, then choose to be in the presence of God, then choose to have those quiet times with God, then choose to let go of everything else, but to just fully focus on the word of God. And last time, one of my friends sent me a podcast that was like limiting distractions, and how sometimes we can be in our quiet time and instead of like choosing to like, oh my gosh, like continue to meditate in the word of God and just sit in silence, because sometimes that's what you need. You need to sit in silence for God to just speak to you. You quickly turn to your like phone or anything like notifications, and you start like, oh, let me see who texted me. Like, no, we have to fully choose to just be with God and just fully, like, we have to have this commitment to God too. Like, be committed that every morning you're just choosing to pick up your Bible, because we need of God each and every day. And that's just something that I'm trying to be more intentional with each and every day. Is like, okay, Ashley, like, just do less of things that don't matter and more things that matter. You know, and the things that matter are obviously like just building and having this deeper connection with Jesus Christ. And like I said, if you get anything out of this episode, it's that we need to desire Jesus more than anything else, and we need to choose Jesus wholeheartedly. And to end this, I want to read something that this book, first of all, this book that I'm going to read out of, it really, really helped me a lot. And it just helped me, like, think so much. But the portion that I want to read from the book, it says, "But I do experience God in spite of my circumstances and failures. I see him. I hear him. I know he's always close. This is not because I'm special or more spiritual. I experience him because I choose to. I make choices every day to look for him, listen for him, and acknowledge him. Even though the world tugs at me to serve many lesser gods, in the depths of my heart, I choose him." That is so good. Because we have to make daily choices to seek God. And I love this part that says, "I experience him because I choose to." Choose to experience God. Choose to get to know God. Choose to be in the presence of God. And choose to be personal with God. And I just pray that we can just notice the goodness of God each and every day. While I was actually like meditating on this too, I was like, God, sometimes we go throughout our whole day. Well, first of all, sometimes we go throughout our whole day not reading the Bible. Sometimes we go throughout our whole day like not praying, like not even listening to worship music or just doing other things. We occupy our mind with other things and we let go of the source, right? And I was like, God, this was a prayer that I started praying. I was like, God, that it may like literally hurt and break my heart every time I don't read my Bible, every time I don't pray, that I may feel this brokenness in my heart, because that's exactly how we should feel every time we don't spend time with God, anytime we don't like focus on the goodness of God, it should hurt us. And I was like, God, that may happen to me, and that I may be convicted of that. And I just started praying. I was like, God, help me focus on just your blessings, because sometimes we go throughout our whole day not realizing how good God is, not realizing that literally God got you from one destination to another destination without any harm, that God holds you, that you're alive because of God, that you're breathing because of God. And that is my prayer, you know. And I also encourage you guys to just pray more intentional and just spend time with God more intentional, and choose to just make daily choices where you can be in the presence of God and where you can just get to know God in a deeper level. And it starts off with something so small, like instead, like if your morning routine consists of like literally waking up and going to your phone, like maybe change that habit. It's also like choosing to be in the presence of God requires habits to change. You know, it requires for you to pray. It requires for you to read your Bible more. It requires for you to change habits that aren't getting you closer to God to habits that get you closer to God. And if your routine is like, oh, I wake up and I go straight to my phone, like maybe change that and choose to read your Bible instead, or choose to just like, oh God, I'm just going to take this moment of silence and just like, just thank you for like letting me breathe. Thank you for another day, another beautiful day in your creation. And it starts off with something so small that then you can just choose to just spread the word of God and choose to just speak about your testimony, speak about the goodness of God. So that was like, I guess you could say, my 2 cents that I had there to say with just reading that, like that portion. I was like, so much was just like revealed to me through those passages and verses. And I just pray that we just all continue with our eyes fixed on Jesus, and we can just, like Timothy says, like keep fighting the good fight, and also be aware of the schemes of the devil that constantly try and take you away from God. Be careful and be attentive and choose to constantly fill yourself with the truth and goodness of God. So that was it for today. It was something that I just felt like, you know, this is something that I had to hear this. I had to, like, you know, like, as I was writing this, I was like, God, thank you so much for just, like, revealing this to me, because it's truly something that we have to do each and every day, is just choosing to follow and honor God. And yes, thank you so much for just tuning in and just listening. And I am truly grateful for each and every one of you guys. And God bless you.